This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Wednesday, July 3rd. Well, the corn market steadies itself after Friday's shocking USDA production numbers. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shellady.
Boy, oh boy, it was a shocker. You don't see a report that shocking very often. We got much more planted acres than we thought we were going to get, which sent corn limit down or spiraling lower. That's a tough one because it was nowhere near what the market was expecting. And when you get a shocker like that, it takes a little bit for the market to kind of correct and digest. But that's something we're going to have to watch going forward. And in saying that, across our desks the last day and a half, we've started to see some people watching those numbers dip their toes back in and start maybe picking up some calls or maybe picking up some futures, but they're definitely getting more interested in seeing that maybe this might be the first level that you can safely get back in after seeing that big flush that we had since we got that shocker of a number, more planted acres than we thought we were going to get on Friday.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday down 10 and a half at 503 and a quarter. July corn was up 1.5 at 414. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 605. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for July were down 11.5, ranging from 547.5 to 562.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for July were down 8.25, ranging from 611.25 to 616.25. Live cattle for August was up 12.5 cents at 104.17.5. August feeder cattle was up $1.35 to 138.70, and July class 3 milk was down 8 cents at 1739.
I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report from the Ag Information Network.